Okay, thank you. As we've said during the service, my name's Matt, and I'm picking a bit of what God's saying to us in this morning's reading. And this morning's reading is Luke chapter 6, starting at verse 27. But to you who are listening, I say, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who ill-treat you. If someone slaps you on one cheek, turn to them the other also. If someone takes your coat, do not withhold your tunic from them. Give to everyone who asks you. And if anyone takes what belongs to you, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them do to you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. If you do good to those who are good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do that. If you lend to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners, expecting to be repaid in full. But love your enemies, do good to them, lend to them without expecting to get anything back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High, because he is kind to the ungrateful and wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. There are some times when you come to plan a service and you sit down and you look at the Bible passage and you think, oh, what joy, how easy is it going to be to unpick that? And then you get the all-age service and you get a really challenging Bible passage and you've kind of go, how am I going to unpick that? Well, I had COVID last month. I can't get out of it this month. It's really great to be challenged by what we read in the Bible. And we've been thinking recently about Jesus being the humble king, being the unexpected king, a servant king. And yet we find him today as a really challenging king. Now, hopefully we've been listening, reflecting and digesting on what many different people have been saying to us over the last couple of weeks. And hopefully you have been being more humble, being more servant-hearted to those you meet. Perhaps you've been trying to do some good, trying to help out those you meet. And my first question for you today is, how does it feel to show an act of kindness to someone? So in your groups, the people you're with, have a chat, answer the question, how does it feel to show an act of kindness to someone? It always seems a shame to bring your discussions to a close. And hopefully you've all been able to share that positive experience, that warm glow you get inside when you've helped someone. I think it was the Monday morning after we'd been hearing about the servant king. Someone stopped me at the station in Kettering asking for money, so I stopped to get them a cup of tea and some food. I'll admit, I felt almost more glad that I'd made my train on time rather than that I'd helped them. So maybe I'd got that wrong. But as we know, it's really easy to be kind and to be generous to people who are kind and generous to us. But actually, that's not what we're called to do. We were talking about, you know, the kind of the golden rule, and I think it's a good job I'm not making the rules, because my golden rule is either going to be everyone must learn to play the drums or the bass, or that I know Reuben's golden rule would be you're not allowed pudding till you've finished your dinner. Now, those I think are two very good golden rules, but actually loving your Lord your God with all your heart, mind and soul, perfect rule, loving your neighbour as yourself. That's a really important rule, and that's really hard to do with people who aren't nice to you, with people who might be mean with people who are ungrateful, people who are unkind to you. So my next question for you to discuss in your groups, or maybe if you're watching at home to join in the chat, how do you respond to people who are not very nice to you? How do you respond to people who are not very nice to you? Discuss. Okay, there's a real buzz of conversation. Hopefully you're sharing positive stories of how you respond to those who aren't very nice to you. And I was kind of challenged by this in a way yesterday afternoon. So we took the children over to the Wave Centre in Coventry, and I'm driving down the M6. And as you get on the motorway, there are a few car drivers who just seem to live in a different world. And it's really hard to not get cross with them, even if they are doing 55 in the middle lane or they're driving a white van. So think about the sort of thing that kind of upsets you. What gets you cross? Who gets excited when they put yet another set of traffic lights on Walkton Lane? Who gets excited when the bridge is shut for the whole summer? Who gets really frustrated by the white van man? What about cyclists, traffic wardens, politicians? There are lots of different examples we can find of people who are really hard to love. And yes, workmen, we are a real pain, and I include myself in that, working in the industry that I do. And yes, we do seem to put cones out just for the fun of it. And yes, there are times I've closed an entire motorway just because I could. But there was a good reason. But we have to be able to love those we find it hard to love. We have to show compassion. We have to be prepared to not retaliate. You know, the idea of if someone hits you or slaps you, it says to turn the other cheek. That's not retaliating, not hitting back, not calling names back. When that car, probably a BMW or an Audi, is behind you flashing your lights, not responding to them, not getting impatient with the car driving at 55 miles an hour in the middle lane. It's really hard. We can't do this on our own. And that's okay, because Jesus is there to help us, and his Spirit is there to help us too. So my next question for you, and we'll jump on to, if you don't mind, Julian, to the last one, is should you expect to be rewarded or repaid for kindness? Should you expect to be repaid or rewarded for kindness? Off you go. Okay, again, it's a real shame to bring that conversation, bring that buzz of excitement to a close. And we shouldn't expect to be repaid for an act of kindness. The children went out to the youth event in Corby, and so Rachel and I took the opportunity to make the most of not having the children for an evening, went out for a meal. Well, that was a mistake, on the basis that the whole of Corby had also gone out to watch the fireworks. And we then got back to the car park, and we all remember the queues to go and see the Queen's coffin. This, you know, they were insignificant. I think the entire exodus was happening, and the queue to pay at the cash for the parking was about 25 miles long. You know, people were putting out tents, there were people panicking, you know, Tesco were coming to deliver food. And then having waited for what felt like hours, but let's be honest, it was probably about 15 minutes, the family in front, their card wouldn't work on the machine. And they kept trying, and they put it in, and then they wiped it, and they rubbed it, and they tried again, and they turned it around, and then they sort of went, does that work? And then in the end, I reached round and ticked it and paid for them. And they said, oh, no, you don't have to do that. And I said, no, it's fine. We almost then got into an argument over whether they were going to pay me back for it. And in the end, it was just to kind of to make sure we didn't end up with the police there. You know, it was like, okay, I let them give the money back for the parking. But it, to me, I wasn't doing it to be rewarded. I was doing it to help them out. Because let's be honest, it's really embarrassing when your card doesn't work and you've got so many people behind you. It's like when you're at the self-service till and it says unexpected item in the bagging area and you think, well, I've not put anything in. We shouldn't expect to be rewarded, but our acts of kindness don't go unnoticed. God notices the smallest things we do for the perhaps the most insignificant people in his creation. That's recognised. We'll get our reward when we meet our Saviour in heaven. We don't do it to receive, we do it out of love. Love is not expecting something in return. The greatest act of love ever shown is Jesus dying for us. We can't give anything back to Jesus. We can't repay Jesus in that way. That was given freely to us. All we can do is follow his commands, follow his challenges to love our neighbours and to love those who are hard to love. Amen.